Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let us start out the 4 o'clock hour with the Stock Market Report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. .com. Dow Jones up 263 points today. S&P 500 up 60 points. And the NASDAQ up 245 points. So a couple of positive days to start out the week. That is nice.
I like it.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Lightning. Game 2 tonight. You will hear it here on 560 WQAM. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers tonight, 7:30 puck drop. Then they'll take it on the road for game 3. Game 3 is Thursday in Tampa, 7 p.m. puck drop. Game 4, Saturday, 5 p.m. in Tampa, and if they need a game 5, it'll be back here in Sunrise on Monday, and game 6, if needed, would be Wednesday in Tampa, and if there is a game 7, it would be here in Sunrise a week from this Saturday. Hopefully, it does not go 7 games. I mentioned Celsius, and they seem to do everything right. They have great flavors and great earnings. Do you know what happened in the soft drink business 30 years ago today?
RC Cola went out of business.
Not a bad guess, but they're in business still to this day, so that is not correct. Solana, do you have a guess?
I would guess that Diet Coke was released by Coca-Cola.
Oh, I think that was longer than 30 years ago.
Faygo.
Again, I don't know what that means. It's a soda for sure, but you just blurted it out. I don't know what you're suggesting.
Faygo.
On this day 30 years ago, Coca-Cola changed their formula and unveiled New Coke. Huh. Widely considered to be one of the worst ideas in the history of business. There were protests. There were petitions. There was an avalanche of bad publicity because New Coke tasted like Pepsi, which I've maintained over and over again that Coca-Cola is a much superior product to Pepsi. New Coke tasted like Pepsi. Coca-Cola drinkers were not interested. And just several months later, Coca-Cola was forced to go back to the original recipe and brand it Coca-Cola Classic. And for a while, several years, you could buy New Coke or Coke Classic in the grocery stores. And then slowly they got rid of New Coke. And all you get now is the original formula of Coca-Cola. And now you know the rest of the story.
Pepsi's better.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. If that's what you took from that, you need your head examined.
The office I'm at has free sodas, and they're Coke. They have Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Coke Cherry, Coke Wild Cherry, whatever.
I mean,
Coke,
you,
everything.
You could live there.
But you know what I chose?
Ah, La Crotch.
I don't want the crotch.
You like that, Jimmy? Like that. Jimmy was tickled by La Crotch.
Good old LaCroix. Mm. Zero
Coca-Cola
calories.
Classic, man. Nothing better. Anyway, that's a little on this day. Let's get headlines, because Doug Plagans is going to join us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Talk a little Cats. So let's get headlines with a man who is wearing a Florida Panthers sweater as we speak, Alejandro Solana.
A little reverse retro action going on here, gentlemen.
Little Ravel. Got a little Ravel.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Florida Trump Super Center.
Little
Ravel. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Not fooling with y'all today, man. Not doing it.
Lil Rel, huh?
Lil Rel.
All right, let's start with the NBA playoffs. Here's your schedule for tonight. The Timberwolves, they're up 1-0 in the series. They host the Suns, game two. That's the first game tonight. It's a 7:30 start time.
All right.
The Bucks play the Pacers tonight, game two. Milwaukee leads that series 1-0 as well. And then the late game, Clippers host the Mavericks, game two. Clips up 1-0 in that series.
You interested in the lines for tonight's game at all?
I am.
What do you think the line is? Timberwolves host. Yeah, Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it.
It's very cold in here. My lips are freezing up. Timberwolves hosting the Suns. The Suns stink. What do you think the line is?
Wolves 2.5.
No.
Solana?
Wolves 7.5.
Wolves 3.
Yeah. They're just even teams.
I mean, you never know when Kevin Durant's going to turn it on. And but I've been amazed at the Suns team. I was expressing my confusion yesterday. Solana explained it a little bit. Jimmy, what size were you when you bought that shirt?
Whoa, the shirt's a large. I'm guessing it shrunk.
Huh. Got it tight. Just you teasing. Like them tight.
I'm just teasing, Jimmy.
He built like Cuno.
What are you, you drinking the Coke Zero or the full sugar Coke? What is that, lemonade?
Lemonade.
That's full sugar though, right?
Yep.
You got that's a full sugar? Yeah.
That's 800 calories.
Milwaukee is hosting Indiana. Giannis playing tonight, Solana, do you know?
I don't believe he is, no.
He didn't play game one.
He did
but
not.
They won.
Milwaukee by one.
You are correct. Yeah. Wow. Over-under for Dame is 29.5, by the way. Told you yesterday he burned a lot of bettors, scoring 35 points in game one and not getting another point in the second half, and his over-under was 35.5.
Dame over.
Over 29.5?
That's embarrassing, though. For the second half to go that way, that's embarrassing. He's about to come out and show out.
Clippers hosting Luka and the Mavs. Kawhi playing tonight, Solana?
I don't know. I haven't seen any update yet on Kawhi. I imagine in a couple hours we'll find out their latest injury report.
He does have player props, so I'm assuming he's probably going to play. You want to guess what the line is? Clippers are up 1-0 in that series.
Clippers, same thing, right around there, 2?
1.5.
Yeah.
Over-under for Luka?
23.
No, What? No, 33 and a half.
33 and a half.
Yeah.
33 and a half?
He does that without closing his eye, without opening his eyes.
Jesus.
He averaged, Crowder,
they guard him?
He led the league in scoring 33 points per game this season.
Do they get in front of him? Do they see him coming? 33?
The Heat, by the way. This is your 15 minutes of Heat because Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. 15 minutes of Heat. Brought to you by our friends at Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. The Heat are 14.5-point underdogs tomorrow in Boston. The player props, the early player props are out. Would you like to guess DeLon Wright over-under for tomorrow's Heat-Celtics game, Solana?
7.5.
12.
5.5. Vegas, not a believer that DeLon Wright can replicate the magic. Would you like to guess the over-under for Sam Hauser?
Oh.
8.
The reaction by Solana was every Heat fan's reaction at hearing that name.
His over-under is probably like 9, 9.5, but I want to know what his over-under is on made threes in the game, because I'm putting the mortgage on over.
So his over-under is 5.5. And for threes made, 1.5.
Wow.
They can't replicate that shooting night again.
Let's see. Jason Tatum, 25.5 is the over-under. Jaylen Brown, 20.5. Porzingis, 18.5. For the Heat, you want to guess Tyler Hero?
20 and a half.
It's got to be over.
Duncan?
11.
6.5.
Yeah.
Kevin Love?
Minutes?
It's 5.5, and he's going to go over on that, but Spo's still not going to play him enough. Bam is 18.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 15.5. Caleb Martin, 7.5. Nikola Jovic, 7.5. Haywood Highsmith, 5.5.
So we only have two players in double digits?
Well, I don't know if you saw the first game.
That's ugly.
I don't know if you're aware of the first game. All right, what else do we have for headlines?
Was that 7 points a game? Do that math. Sorry, Solana.
Solana got the air taken out of his sails. All right.
I'm good, man.
Find your guts for tomorrow.
I've got to search a little. There's no doubt about it.
You got till tomorrow. Find them back.
Got a little soul searching to do. How about this? I just got a push notification from ESPN. I'm sure you guys saw the video of Joker's brother knocking somebody out in the stand. Actually, I shouldn't say knocking somebody out. He punched somebody in the stands yesterday at the Nuggets game. And from ESPN, NBA and Denver police are looking into the video of an altercation where Nikola Jokic's brother reportedly punched a fan after Monday's game. Gentlemen, I can confirm the report that Joker's brother punched a fan in the stand.
I saw the video.
Yeah, clear as day.
Some people need some butt whoopings. I've been advocating this for years.
So this is interesting. A texter pointed this out, that New Coke was released in the 80s. So when I say it was on this day 30 years ago, it's impossible, because that would be in the mid-90s. And he's correct. And I am wondering how exactly I stumbled upon this article, which was written on April 23rd, 2015, which was then the 30-year anniversary. So we're really now at 39 years ago today, not 30 years.
Okay. good work by you.
That is strong work by me, because I even double-checked the date to make sure that it was April 23rd, but I didn't look at when the story was written.
Huh. I was born 40 years ago.
41 years ago, technically.
Well, 40 and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Hawk? You were born, what, like 80 years ago?
That's cute.
76. Don't do that.
Hmm. Ravel.
Timberwolves.
What are you laughing about over there, Lemonade?
That tight ass shirt on, Jimmy.
The Marlins, they do play tonight. They got shut out by the Bravos last night. They'll do it again in the ATL. 7:20 first pitch. You guys see there's going to be a Tom Brady roast special coming to Netflix.
Damn. Tom Ray who?
Who is that?
A Tom Brady roast special coming to Netflix. It'll be hosted by Kevin Hart. It's going to be on Cinco de Mayo. They're calling it the greatest roast of all time or something like that.
Man, I do not know why people subject themselves to that.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to find info on Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, real tough. I mean, these people get roasted. You remember Justin Bieber at the end of that roast? I mean, the dude was in tears. You ever see the Chevy Chase roast? I mean, he found out that Hollywood hates him with a passion. Like, these things get brutal. And Tom Brady never subjects himself to this kind of stuff.
But it's good. People love when you can laugh at yourself, though.
It gets brutal, man. I love these roasts on E! And Comedy Central. But, man, they get brutal.
I did JT's roast with Jax. And I still get reminded about some of the jokes I had because they were extremely out of line.
Yeah, but that's how these roasts are. Like, I don't know what he's doing there. That's a Comedy Central roast?
Yeah, no, a Netflix roast. But I think
Netflix.
I think it's through Comedy Central, I believe.
Gotcha.
Right, Jimmy? Like, what's the dude that shows up on every Comedy Central roast?
Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah, Jeff Ross. I don't know what he's
the roast master. Right. Yeah, he's a comedian, but he's like a Don Rickles. Like, he just torches people, rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah, he's involved. Kevin Hart is involved. So I believe it's a Comedy Central roast that'll be live on Netflix.
Wow.
That's cool. What about Jimmy's shirt? It was the roast conversation, Jimmy.
You could roast that shirt, Jimmy.
What about your tooth? It's going to cut that off tonight. There's no way you get out of that without scissors.
Hey, yo, what about that tooth of yours?
Dad, I'm home. I'm wearing that Panthers shirt. Can you get the jaws of life?
That little 5T collar.
Yeah, all those Brother Solana jokes from Friday aren't too funny now, huh, Jimmy?
Slow down, B. Horschel.
Slow down, B. Horschel. What a great line.
Finally, guys, the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. You want me to run through these very quickly?
Yeah. If we had more time, I'd give you a longer take on this, but go ahead, real quick.
Okay. The performers category, Mary J. Blige.
Blige.
Chair.
Nice.
the Dave Matthews Band.
Mm-hmm.
Foreigner.
Yeah, deserved.
Peter Frampton.
Ah, the best. Love him.
Cool and the Gang.
Of course.
What?
Joanna. I love you. Let's give DBJ all Cool in the Gang songs one day.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. He's already in with Black Sabbath, yeah. But now he will be going in as a solo performer.
Okay.
And Tribe Called Quest.
I thought I saw others. That's the entire list?
That's the entire list for performers. Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick will be recognized for musical excellence along with MC5 and one of Motown's creators, Norman Whitfield. And then there was like two other people being honored, some special award that they give out every year. The induction will be October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio, which is the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cleveland.
It'll be live on Disney Plus.
I'm amazed that Cher and Cool and the Gang aren't in there already.
Yeah, that's a little shocking to me.
Yeah. They all deserve it, but I'm amazed that some of these people haven't been in there already.
Is Dave Matthews Band, like, are they on that level? Truthfully, I don't know.
Seems a little cutesy to me. I mean, guy plays a guitar, they jam out a little bit, everybody's high. Who knows even what's going on?
Music, guitars, and drugs. Ozzy Osbourne's going to be in there twice, huh?
but you see the names of the people getting it. Cher.
Right.
Mary J. Blige. Cool and the Gang.
Why do you keep saying Blige?
Isn't that her name, Mary J. Blige?
No, Mary J. Blige.
Oh. Tribe Called Quest. I mean, one of the greatest rap groups of all time. And then Dave Matthews Band.
It sounds like a bad airport hotel act. Like you come tonight to see Mary J. Blige. And it's some just overweight, you know, woman singing all Mary J. Blige songs.
That would be great.
Hey, tonight at the Airport Hilton, at the O'Hare Airport Hilton, Mary J. Blige.
Breathing like Jimmy.
Mary J. Blob.
Your weather, it's sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Call them 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy in South Florida in the mid-80s. Tonight will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, Doug Blagans is going to join us in the next segment. He's already here, as a matter of fact, dressed to the nines. He is ready to go. I mean, he'll have a whole bunch of Detroit stuff for Crowder. Crowder was in Detroit during the show yesterday, and we'll be back there tonight when he flies home from New York, when he flies back there from New York. Anyway, Doug Blagans will join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's all right. You know, it's not completely horrible. If I had to rate out of 100, I'd say a 3 out of 100. I wouldn't say this is actually that good.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Crowder is in New York.
Look at Doug's face.
I'm at the Amerant Bank Arena with Doug Plagans, who is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers. You can listen to tonight's game here on 560 WQAM, 7 o'clock pregame, and a 7:30 puck drop.
You've got it.
All right. Now, they gave us, before we talk Panthers, they gave us Plagans. You know, Plagans a big collector. He's a big collector of Crowder memorabilia.
Yes.
But
before most.
Panthers before most. People are coming to that party now. that's starting to pick up.
I've got
to
differentiate myself. There might be competing Crowder
Panthers,
collectors out there.
Gave us some collectible cards here. Some 30th anniversary yes. Panthers collectible cards. Should I unwrap this, or would that lose its value? Or is there no value for, as a collector, of course, for a big arena giveaway when there's thousands given away?
I think you can't go wrong either way, really. If you just want the cards and you want to look at them, open them up. You know, there are obviously thousands printed. Yeah, you have it right. I mean, you've got some open, you've got some sealed. I'm going to, you know, I tend to keep things sealed just because my nature is to keep things sealed.
Right.
Oh, I can hear it. The cello.
Is that what they call it in the collectibles business?
It's cello. It's plastic wrapping.
Cellophane.
Yeah.
I got a Barkov, a Tkachuk. These are all Upper Deck.
Well, the other thing I should throw out there, it's a team set, so everyone is the same.
Gotcha.
So,
got a 30th anniversary card.
I saw that, the logo card. That's cool.
And Bobrovsky, Carter Verhaeghe, greatest number 23 in the history of sport.
He's getting there.
And Aaron Ekblad. These are Upper Deck. Does that make them better, worse?
Upper Deck is the official trading card manufacturer of the National Hockey League. It's the NHL's trading card partner.
Gotcha. Is that all the sports leagues Upper Deck or Tops?
Tops.
Still
Tops does baseball. For now, Panini and Panini's doing the NFL and the NBA, and then Upper Deck has hockey.
Does Fleer still exist?
Upper Deck owns the Fleer label.
Oh.
Different Fleer products exist under Upper Deck's umbrella still. They have the rights to the designs and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. Interesting. Doug Plagans. Again, we'll be on the call tonight. So let's talk a little hockey before we talk a little nonsense. Billy Lindsay was on with us yesterday, your broadcast partner. He said, probably this is the most talented Panthers team, roster-wise, in the history of the franchise. Would you agree with that?
It's absolutely. This is a loaded team. This is a loaded team. And Paul Maurice has even said, this team is deeper than the version of the Panthers that went to the Cup Final last season. So at this time, right now, this Panthers team is deeper than the Panthers team from 1 year ago at this time. And they've shown it. This is a team with no holes that is ready to contend, not just this year, but for years to come.
And, Doug, they were saying, I was watching the game, you know, game one. They were talking about how the Panthers haven't scored. I think it was like 17 power plays until Verhaeghe went back door and scored. Like, is that the concern? Is the power play, the power kill? Like, it seems like they're playing out of control right now. What do you want to see more of so that we can get that damn Stanley Cup and not just go to the finals?
Well, I think everything's working, and I think if you were to look at one thing, maybe nitpick one thing, you could have pointed to the fact that the power play had gone into a bit of a dry spell. Sometimes special teams goes in spurts like that. It can happen. The other thing to look at, though, and it was the late stages of the regular season, remember the Panthers were without Carter Verhaeghe for a stretch there, and if you take him off a power play unit, that's going to be a noticeable subtraction, but there was also the fact that it wasn't for the lack of zone time, execution, things like that. Pucks just weren't going in the net. You look at game 82 against Toronto, for example, the Panthers, and I know it feels like the regular season, we're so far removed from this at this point, but in game 82, the Panthers didn't score on the power play in that game. But if you're not going to score on the power play, the next best thing is to be able to use it to gain momentum in a game. Early in the second, in game 82, Toronto took back-to-back penalties that were totally avoidable that they didn't need to take. The Panthers didn't score on those, but got a ton of zone time off of them, and they were able to ultimately take charge of the game because of the momentum they generated during those couple of you know, albeit unsuccessful power plays in the sense that they didn't score, but they were successful in that it allowed the Panthers to gain the upper hand in the hockey game. So, again, sometimes you have to look at the big picture of the power plays. Yeah, they weren't cashing in, but there were a lot of times where those power plays, the time on the power play, helped them ultimately gain the upper hand in a game. And especially, you know, if a team's giving you extended time on the power play, that's essentially, you know, teams can occasionally give up a shorthanded goal, but that's time where they're not going to be able to get much going against you because they're going to be on the penalty kill for that stretch of time, and it's going to be throwing off the rhythm of their bench, things like that. So, again, if you look across this Panthers team, and taking game one as an example, I think there are a lot of reasons why game one of this series was the blueprint for the Panthers. They were able to get a power play goal, so you cash in on special teams. They only gave up 19 shots on net. Sergei Bobrovsky made the big saves when he had to. The Panthers only took two minor penalties in the game, so they were able to do a lot of those things. They scored the first goal. A lot of the things you want to do, little things that add up in your favor over the course of a game, they were able to do it.
Yeah, several things on Sunday exercise some demons for me. I was nervous going into that game, and man,
I could tell.
We had talked about it earlier. If Tampa had stolen game one here in Sunrise, like, all Panthers fans would have been like, we just can't get past this team. They've got our number when it comes to the playoffs. So I thought Sunday went a long way in exercising some of those demons. But do they need to hold court here? Do they need to go to Tampa up 2-0? And make that, like, and not be nervous about this series. You give yourself a little breathing room.
No, I think it would be a huge help. If it were to go to Tampa tied 1-1, I absolutely believe, whether the series is 2-0 or 1-1 after tonight, I still maintain belief that if the Panthers, the longer the Panthers keep this series at 5-on-5 especially, at 5-on-5, they have a significant upper hand. I think there are stretches where the Panthers can essentially get one-way traffic. Tampa Bay at times just not deep enough, I don't believe, to keep up with the Panthers at 5-on-5 entirely. So if they can keep this series at 5-on-5, the more they can do that, the more their chances of winning the series go up, whether it's 1-1 or 2-0 after tonight. Going to Tampa, though, obviously I think there's a lot of importance to get this one tonight, because just look at the breakdowns. I know the regular season's the regular season, playoffs are the playoffs, but the Tampa Bay Lightning are a significantly better home team than a road team. And I think, again, they're one of those teams. I think sometimes when they can get the matchups that they want specifically, I think that can add up quite a bit in their favor potentially. So, again, I think it's just, again, a situation where there's a lot riding on it because it's a playoff game. I love the Panthers' chances, whether they win or lose this one tonight. But obviously, if they were to take a 2-0 lead to Tampa for Thursday night's game three, then all the pressure is on Tampa Bay at that point in time.
And, Doug, you've seen Tampa and the Panthers play a playoff game. This isn't the Panthers, or this isn't the Tampa team that we used to be scared of, is it?
They're still very good. They're still very good. I don't think anybody should fool themselves here. This is a team that, if you look at the last, from maybe January, from like game 42 on, so if you look at the whole second half of the season, they're better than a wild card team. This is better than your typical wild card team. There's no question. The championship pedigree is still there. They've got a goaltender that got stronger as the season went on. I know the overall body of work numbers don't add up to being what we're accustomed to seeing out of Andrei Vasilevsky, but when you break it all down, this is still a guy that, we're not talking small sample sizes, in something like 110 playoff games, he's got a better goals against average and save percentage than he does in the regular season, which is, it's pretty mind-boggling in a way, because when you get to the playoffs, you're only playing the best teams once you get to the playoffs, and his playoff numbers in, again, triple-digit games played are better than his regular season numbers. So, again, they still have, and they're as well coached as anybody out there. So they still have all the ingredients, and you can't put a price on that know-how either. Their core guys have all been there, done that, and they're all still in their prime. So I think, again, we can't look at it. This is not an over-the-hill Tampa Bay Lightning team by any stretch of the imagination, which is, again, why I think it was important for the Panthers, extremely important to get game one the other day. Are they as deep as they were when they won their Stanley Cups back-to-back, when they went to three straight cup finals? I know the third of that run, the third year of that run was just 2 years ago. Are they as deep as those teams? I think the bottom six forwards has been a little bit of a work in progress, and I think they have some guys there that are potentially going to be able to get to the levels that some of those guys they had in years past went. But, you know, you look back to when they won their second cup and they had Blake Coleman and Yanni Gourde and, you know, Barclay Goodrow and these guys that they had brought in. They were an extremely deep team back then. Not quite as deep now, but it's still a team that, again, is perfectly capable of going on a deep run. So, again, this is not your typical wild card opponent that the Panthers are seeing here.
Plagans is a proud Detroiter. And
yes.
Crowder was in Detroit yesterday and is in New York right now, flew to New York this morning, but he's flying back to Detroit tonight, and he's got a comedy show there tomorrow. And Crowder's in love with the city, right? Just in a day. You love Detroit.
These people are so damn nice, Doug. They are amazing.
Midwestern charm. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
They hold the door for you. How you been? I'm like, I think they're trying to get over on me. I don't know if they're going to rob me or what, but I'm like, these people are amazing. I've been advised to go. I got a list here. That's what I'm pulling up. The Highlands, Pal, Sexy Steak, and Park.
Are tell them where to places? Get Detroit-style pizza. I keep telling them, stop with all this foo-foo stuff.
So I can tell you that. So here's the thing. The thing with me in Detroit is, from about when I went to college, I was so since I was 18, we're talking, you know, over half my life ago, I was no longer a full-time resident. And since then, a lot of things have changed. Downtown Detroit has really improved a lot. And, you know, there are a lot more restaurants, for example, places to go, things to do now than there were back in the early 2000s. You know, right after they built the ballpark and they put Ford Field down there, that was kind of the beginning, and then things started to sprout up, and it took some time. But
thanks to Dave Bing,
downtown is really revitalized. Yes, the one-time Piston and former
correct.
Mayor and Hall of Famer as well. But they've really revitalized downtown quite a bit. So I'm not totally familiar with the places you just mentioned, as a matter of fact. But I can tell you this: when I went, there are a couple of places. When I went to last time we went to Detroit, my buddies and I went to Nicky's, which is in Greektown, and it's a pizza place, but also has a lot of Greek food. There's a lot of great Greek food in Detroit, but Detroit style pizza is the best, and they have it there. It's Niki, Nicky's. So check that out. You will not be disappointed if you ended up there.
And what about the White Castle that Oz Hakim was at? Is that anywhere?
That wouldn't be convenient for you.
Okay.
Yeah. That would
be fun for him to replicate that.
That wouldn't be convenient. I'm just going to go ahead and guess there's not any kind of plaque commemorating that Oz Hakim visit to White Castle on the wall.
It really should be.
If you ask the staff about the time Oz Hakim came
probably
here, they
remember.
Probably wouldn't have much recollection of it. But I was there, and I can confirm that it took place. There's another Sweetwater Tavern's pretty good. Chicken wings, great chicken wings downtown Detroit. Yep.
All right, get yourself some Detroit pizza.
I know I was at Greektown yesterday.
You were right there. You were right there.
I went to the casino that's right there.
Yep.
And I hit him in the head for about 700. And then
get out of the casino and get to the Detroit style pizza
I'm not
place.
About the pizza, I hit him for 700, huh?
I said Detroit style pizza place.
That's a lot of slices.
What does that look for? I said Detroit style pizza place. What did I say wrong?
Detroit
style. Why are you giving me a look? What did I say wrong?
Listen. Where's the soy?
I didn't say that. I said Detroit style pizza place. That's unfair.
How do I get to the soy?
That's unfair. Now you're just making stuff up. Doug Plagans, tonight, 560 WQAM, 7 p.m. pregame, 7:30 puck drop. Sunrise will be electric once again like it was on Sunday. Have a great broadcast.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Doug Plagans, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up in just moments.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.